Number 6. Earth Science.
I would like to concentrate today on the structure or organization of the atmosphere. Remember that we can define atmosphere as the gases that surround our planet. That is, the atmosphere is the area between the Earth and outer space that is filled by gases. Scientists have discovered that the atmosphere is divided into different layers. In fact, there are four layers which compose the atmosphere. We'll talk about each layer one at a time. The first layer of our atmosphere is called the troposphere. We talk about the troposphere every day, even though we might not realize it. Do you know how we talk about the troposphere? The troposphere is the area of the atmosphere which controls most of the weather that we experience on Earth. So, when you think of the troposphere, think of weather. The troposphere is the thickest, near the tropics. The tropics, of course, are located near the equator. The thinnest part of the troposphere is located near the poles. So the thickness of the troposphere explains typical temperatures of a region. The thick nature of the troposphere near the equator provides insulation and gives that region warmer weather. The thin troposphere near the poles is responsible, at least in part, for the colder weather of those areas. So, you can see how the troposphere is intimately related to our weather. The next layer up is called the stratosphere. There is very little weather in the stratosphere, but the stratosphere is still important to us. The importance of the stratosphere comes in the form of travel. What do you think travels in the stratosphere? Well, it isn't birds. In fact, it is airplanes that fly in the stratosphere. Although there is little weather in the stratosphere, some storm clouds may be present. The presence of these storm clouds explains why your plane ride can be bumpy at times. I don't have too much to say about the mesosphere, except that it is a very cold area. In fact, the atmosphere reaches its coldest temperature in the mesosphere. Here, the atmosphere has a temperature of about negative 90 degrees Celsius. That's darn cold. Finally, the last layer is called the thermosphere. The thermosphere is very thin. This layer is also important for travel, but a different kind of travel, space travel. The space shuttle orbits in this area. So, the space shuttle passes through the layers I mentioned earlier to get to its orbit in the thermosphere.
1. In the lecture, the professor explains the layers of the Earth. Put them in order beginning with closest to the Earth's surface. Two. According to the professor, in which layer do planes fly? Three. What is an example the professor gives of activity in the thermosphere? Four. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
The thin troposphere near the poles is responsible, at least in part, for the colder weather of those areas.
What does the professor do when he says this?
At least in part,